until I finally find
some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps in hard hats, some chimps who love cats. I got some shaved chimps, that's chimps devoid of any hair. I got depraved chimps dressed up in the women's underwear.
And now the postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Addressed to me.
Last night from men with truncheons dressed in hats. They didn't do that much wrong, still ran away though for the laugh, just for the laugh. And please just stop talking, cause they won't find us if you do. Oh, those silly boys in blue. Well, they won't catch me and you. Have you been drinking, son? You don't look old enough to me. I'm sorry, officer, is there a certain age you're supposed to be? Cause nobody told me. And up rolls the riot van, and these lads just wind the coppers up. They ask why they don't catch proper crooks. to get their address and their names took. But he couldn't care less. Kicked him in, and there was no way he could win. Just had to take it on the chin.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader in another long-haired band. Today I am your champion, and may you won your hearts. But I know the game, or you'll forget my name. I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts. Ooh. I am the entertainer. I dress to fit the style. I wear all kinds of sparkles, I flash the crowd my smile. But when the night is over, and I stand without my clothes, perspiration stains of varicose veins, my eyes look shot, my belly's got a pot, and there's a pimple on my nose. Ooh. I am the entertainer, been all around the world, played all kinds of palaces, laid all kinds of girls. I don't remember names. Oh, but what the hell, you know it's just as well. Cause after a while and a thousand miles, it all becomes the same.
I'll get to that. I'll get to that. I'll get to that. I had to dedicate this song to, This is dedicated to, Cristiano's restaurant, it's an Italian restaurant. Called Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
All right. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in knows where we've been. In his octopus's garden, in the shade. Storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be
quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
that's not fair. That's it, I quit, I'm moving on. Yeah, the other night we had a date. You showed up 2 hours late. Though your hair was all in place, somebody smeared the lipstick on your face. Oh, they smeared it every place. Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. I don't want you at all. Yeah, baby, I can take a lot, cause I love everything you've got. Though your kisses thrill me so, if you've got someone else, I've gotta go. Oh, and that you know. Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. I'm moving on. And one more time, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Here comes the sun, I say. Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
She was standing at the loading when the trucks rolled up. She was sniffing all around like a half-grown female pup. She wasn't hard to talk to, looked like she had nowhere to go. So she could get in and see the show. Well, I sat her down right next to me and I got her a beer. Well, I mixed that sound on the stage so the band could hear. Less I thought of to say. And when they walked off stage, the drummer swept that girl away.